Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, May 30th. Thumbs up or twos out. In the tech headlines, Motorola Mobility will close a factory in Texas, and Mark Zuckerberg and his wife make a big donation. Those stories and more coming up.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Google's Motorola Mobility handset unit will close a factory in Fort Worth, Texas by the end of the year. It opened last May. At its peak, the factory employed as many as 3,800 people. Today, about 700 people work there. They assemble high-end Moto X smartphones that are sold in the U.S. Meanwhile, Europeans now have legal backing to ask that Google scrub the internet of undesirable search results. The Journal's Bill Fantini reports the company already is working on it.
Google has set up a web form to start logging takedown requests. People put in the links they want removed and the reasons, including why they are irrelevant, outdated, or otherwise inappropriate. The European court decision did leave Google in charge of deciding in each individual case to balance the person's right to privacy against general public interest in having the information available. And Google says it's still working to determine what standards it will apply in implementing removal, adding that the form it has posted online is just logging requests so far. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan are donating $120 million to the San Francisco Bay Area's public school system. The gift will be spread out over the next 5 years. It's the biggest allocation to date of the $1.1 billion in Facebook stock they pledged last year to the nonprofit Silicon Valley Community Foundation. When it comes to watching video online, we love YouTube. A March survey by Endscreen Media that was charted by Statista found YouTube took up 48% of the time people spend watching online video. About 22% of their time was spent on Netflix. 8% went to some combination of the free Hulu and Hulu Plus service. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared to end the week.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with the Simple Choice for Business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Stocks were mixed. The Dow up 18 at 16,717. The S&P up 3 at 1923. The NASDAQ fell 5 at 4242. Splunk shares today down about 16%. Splunk's first quarter loss widened sharply on higher expenses that offset the data analysis software maker's revenue growth and expanding customer base. OmniVision Technology shares today up about 11%. The company posted a 70% jump in quarterly profit as the chipmaker's newer, lower-cost products boosted margins. Shares of Apple today down $2.38 as anticipation builds ahead of its developers conference that gets underway Monday in San Francisco. Shares of Infoblox today down almost 37%. Chief executive Robert Thomas plans to step down, and the network automation company also reported quarterly results that missed expectations amid higher expenses and weaker product and licenses sales. Again, the NASDAQ falling 5. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.